welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. This week on the show, we have Taylor Conway. Taylor is a trader for RagingBull.com. He runs the Shadow Trader Service. We've had a crazy day in the market here today. It is March 9th, and we actually had a market halt this morning after it dropping 7%. But guess who was not affected by this? Taylor Conway, as last week, he went cash, sat in cash, as he kind of saw this coming. So you're all cash, man. You sat in cash over the weekend. You know, I would say in many ways, would it be fair to say you saw this coming? And if so, tell us why.
Well, it would be unfair to say that I suddenly had this crazy vision that it was going to happen today. I'll be honest, since the start of 2020, I've been extremely cautious and pretty much for the most part, in the last two and a bit months, I've been cash in the account. Just because the kind of, you know, the spidey senses have been tingling. And for a good 6 weeks of that, first 6 weeks of the year, I was wrong, to be honest, you know, and there was some missed opportunity. But I'm very happy to miss opportunity when, you know, eventually the senses come true and you get to avoid being in this, which, you know, I can't describe it anything less than a disaster, to be honest, for anybody that has longs in their account or is very long biased. You pretty much don't get worse than this, or at least you wouldn't have seen worse than this. It can certainly get worse, but not many people in their lifetime would have seen something like this, or at least in their trading career.
So you missed some opportunities on the front end, perhaps the first 6 weeks of the year for not doing that. But in the long run, because of your sense of where the market is, you know, sitting in cash, certainly preserving more capital to use when it's time to get back in. What were some of the indicators, things you saw in the, you know, beginning here of 2020 that gave you that sense? And what are some of the indicators you'll be looking for perhaps to get back in?
Actual trading indicators, like indicators that we put on our charts, there isn't much except for just using your eyeballs. I mean, the bubble, I would say, I would use the word bubble, which is now obviously quite clearly burst, was just pretty plain to see. I mean, up every single day, no matter what, in the face of bad news, bad earnings from companies, you know, bad rumors going around. I mean, just geopolitical stuff getting, you know, starting to build up. And yet every day the market would just grind up almost seemingly no matter what. Any tiny little dip was just bought up immediately. And shorts would just look absolute fools. And so, yes, that's great and it looks wonderful while it's happening and everyone gets this sense of being foolproof, but that is a bubble and eventually it will burst. Now, nobody knows how big that bubble can get and how much opportunity you can miss if you are basically thinking, wow, this could burst at any moment. And so it can be painful for people that are sitting predominantly on the sidelines really having that missing out fear, you know, and every day you're like, dang, I could have just got long yesterday and I'd be fine today. And then that, you know, you have the same feeling the next day. But eventually, you know, that type of price action just has to stop. But, you know, I don't think there was any real just actual indicators out there except just looking at it and saying, wow, this cannot possibly go on forever. So it's really just more of a trader's kind of sense. You just kind of have an intuition for this kind of thing. Timing is never going to be perfect. You're never going to call the exact top. You're never going to catch the exact bottom. That's okay. Just go with your feelings and your gut instinct. If you do know, like I know, that I have a good trader's instinct and a good feel for the markets, then trusting yourself there is important.
So I know that that feel for the market has come from experience. I mean, you know, knowing your story a bit, coming from England with nothing in your pockets, you know, not having gone to university and just worked your tail off and ultimately deciding, I'm going to be a trader. I'm going to make this work. You know, last year you had $1.6 million in profit, rewarded yourself this year with a nice, beautiful green Lamborghini, and yet you're sitting in cash. So, you know, Warren Buffett says that when others are greedy, we need to be fearful. It's clear that you were fearful at the beginning of 2020 because you saw that bubble. And now as others are fearful, we need to be greedy. Where are you looking to be greedy in a market like this?
Yeah, great question. I mean, greed, not yet. I'm totally okay. And here's the thing. If you start getting the fear of not catching the bottom now, you may very well get lucky and be correct. And this actually is the bottom and we'll never see the lows again like this. But if you're wrong and another 10, 15% happens or another 20% happens, you're in a lot of trouble there, depending on the size of your exposure here. Absolutely. If you're thinking super long-term, the Dow being down, you know, in the 24,000 region when just a moment ago we were, you know, thinking about 30,000 region, then long term, you are going to most likely be in good shape. And to be honest, I always say this to people, if the Dow never goes up from here in the next 5, 10, 15 years, we probably all have bigger problems than money anyway. So it doesn't really matter. so long-term investment, I think you're okay here. I mean, this is a great opportunity for getting a great price, thinking long-term. But if you are a shorter-term trader and you're not really interested in investing right now, then just be patient. You don't have to catch that bottom. It's okay. If a trend starts to form, yes, you've given up some points off the bottom and stocks are going to start to move off of their bottoms here and start to recover without you. You can always get involved later on and let that trend prove itself rather than trying to be the hero and trying to grab this bottom and saying, right, that's it. The lows are in. I'm getting long again. You know, I've got to make back these losses that I've taken in the last few days. You're just asking for a world of trouble. You're in a big casino right now. And you have to understand that this is a very, very difficult place in the market to exercise and find edge. This is an absolute gamble right now.
You know, it sounds like what you're saying here is it's not about being right, it's about being smart at times like this.
Yeah, absolutely. We cannot always be claiming wins and, you know, putting great trades together for every single day of the year. Sometimes the best thing to do is just not to lose money and be able to trade, you know, survive for another day. And at the end of the day, cash is the safest way to go right now. And we're talking 2008 here.
What do you do to be patient as a trader? I mean, do you watch movies? Sitting on your hands is probably one of the hardest things. Mm. What do you do mentally or even physically in order to be patient and do it well?
Yeah, I mean, I just love to watch the markets. You know, like last night, I was watching TV with my wife and I had the laptop out, you know, and I was watching the futures market and stuff like that. It's not something I do often, but you know, and then today, I haven't left my desk. I haven't placed a trade today, but, you know, I still love sitting at my desk to watch the price action. And if anything sinks in my brain and I happen to learn something for you know, next time this maybe happens, then great. But I'll be honest with you, a lot of what's happening today and even over the last, you know, week or so, this is stuff that I actually haven't seen before as a trader. And so I don't really want to claim to know, okay, I've seen this before, so I know how this acted last time. I actually haven't seen this stuff before. Not many people have seen circuit breakers happen on the market. So truly, nobody knows how things act out of this.
We're on uncharted territories here. So sit back, be patient, wait for an edge to develop that you know is yours in trading. And if you're a long-term investor, then hey, maybe now's a great time to get in.
I mean, it looks, now's a much better time to get in than it was, you know, a month ago. I mean,
certainly.
I mean, so just by definition there, if you do look at history and you do look at the charts going back to 2008, when this price action kind of looked similar on the overall markets, that was, proof that this this could be, as an investment, just a fantastic time to buy. But you have to understand the VIX is at 60, and that doesn't mean it has to stop at 60. It can go to 90, it can go to 100, it truly can. And you don't want to be, you know, dipping your hand in the long jar if that is yet to be the case. As an investor, you need to understand if you take a position now, you're probably going to be down, and you don't mind it. If you're just going to set it and forget it and think, well, look, I'm putting some money in the market for the next 5-10 years, don't worry about it so much.
Sounds like a lot of emotional work people need to be able to do to, you know, fight off the fear of missing out, you know, fight off the need to trade in order to be patient. So great time to work on yourself. Taylor, thanks for your input on this. Congrats on the coming birth of your second child and all the success you had last year. I hope this coming year, 2020, certainly perhaps with the recovery, will be another great year of trading for you.
Absolutely. I hope this isn't a curse for my new baby who's going to be born this month. And this is the month that the market is getting absolutely slapped. So hopefully I think one day he's going to be a good trader. And I'll always remember that this is the month when the market got absolutely crushed, was the month that he was born. So a good or a bad omen, I don't know. We'll see.
You're going to remember it either way. Well, Taylor, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and live successful lives. Also, remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.